going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, you never really know. I mean, you know, I think we talked the other day, but we're guessing like everyone else. You just don't know, and just sort of fell that way.
That's Omar Khan, the GM of the Pittsburgh Steelers, talking about the quarterback board. And we just had Brooke Pryor on talking about the Steelers. And there was a lot of talk that they were linked to Shedeur Sanders. Well, the Steelers didn't have a second round pick, but they had three swings to get Shedeur Sanders in the first, third, and fourth, and they did not take him. They ended up taking Will Howard, national championship quarterback out of Ohio State, former
Good
Kansas
luck with
State.
That.
Yeah, he's not special. Alas, what did you think of their decision at quarterback?
I mean, to pass on Shedeur Sanders that many times. Look, they did have Justin Fields there last year. To not have maybe taken a shot at Milroe, to come out of it with a quarterback that sort of
meh,
athletically, physically, mentally, accuracy wise, I mean, the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, you guys know where I stand on that. Like, that's just courting disaster. I think bringing Aaron Rodgers into their building could undermine a lot of the good things that they have done in this draft, in all likelihood. And yeah, I think it's an opportunity lost not taking a flyer on some. I mean, even the kid from Syracuse, it's a very odd approach to me.
Jason, not just Steelers specific, but why do you think Shedeur fell as far as he did?
Well, I don't think the Giants were ever taking him, and I told you that. I don't think the owner wanted anything to do with him. I don't think the owner wanted anything to do with his dad. I think the owner has a very set sort of idea on what he thinks, how he thinks quarterbacks act and what he thinks quarterbacks should say and not say. So, you know, that was one team. The Saints preferred Jackson Dart.
Yes.
And once he left, did I think they would have taken Sanders day two sooner? Yeah, I didn't think there was any way he would get into day three. But, I mean, look, his personality, the way he handled these interviews, the nonchalance which he handled some of the workouts and the availabilities with NFL people, you know, not going to the Senior Bowl. There's a lot of things he did that made people inclined to say, all things being equal, I'll pass. I think the offense under Pat Shurmur was pretty rudimentary. He held the ball too long. He tried to do too much. He took a ton of first down sacks. Still, for him to go pick 144 or whatever, it does bog. He's one of the more productive recent college quarterbacks. He turned two programs around. His dad is one of the greatest football players in NFL history. The kid is tough as nails. But I think this got a little personal between him and some of these teams. It clearly seems to have. And it is obviously increasingly odd that the Browns take him after taking Gigi's quarterback from Oregon.
Dylan Gabriel, yeah. So let's get to that. Andrew Berry, the GM of the Cleveland Browns, talks about drafting Shedeur Sanders.
You know, Shedeur, you know, we talk oftentimes about quarterback being the most important position in the sport. We obviously spent a lot of time with Shedeur throughout the process. You know, he's highly accurate, can play well from the pocket, you know, very productive college career. And, you know, we felt like it wasn't necessarily the plan going into the weekend to select two quarterbacks. But, you know, as we talk about, we do believe in best player available. We do believe in positional value. And, you know, we didn't necessarily expect him to be available in the, you know, in the fifth round. And so we love adding competition to every position room, and adding him to compete with, you know, the guys that are already in there. We felt like, you know, that was the appropriate thing to do.
Jason, it's weird. So they take Gabriel in the third round, and that looks like, okay, career backup quarterback. He's comfortable being a backup. And the talk was they're not going to take Shador in the third round because they want the backup quarterback. And then in the fifth round, Shador's still there. So now they take Shador as well.
You're not going to convince me that when they get out on the football field that they're not going to, like, Shador Sanders isn't a better quarterback than Dillon Gabriel.
Oh,
like,
he is.
So
at that point, it's an ownership call, though, right?
I think he probably had something to do with it. Like, whatever their football plan was, I don't know what. I don't know if you're going to buy out Watson or just pay him to stay away like Houston did the final year there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I really don't know. I mean, if somebody gets hurt somewhere, do they try to trade Pickett for whatever just to get him out of there? Like, that really, he seems really redundant now with two, when you just drafted two quarterbacks. I don't know, guys. I can't make heads or tails of it. I do think if Shador Sanders handles himself the way I know he's capable of. Now, I'm not saying he does that all the time, but like if he turns on the charm for 7-8 weeks during OTAs and a couple of months during training camp, I think he's their second best quarterback. I mean, like, if you want to start the year with Flacco because that's just what you want to do. But, like, I have a hard time thinking he won't be their second-best quarterback.
Let's talk about the rest of their draft because a lot of people love what they did. First of all, they traded down. They got Mason Graham. They added a future first. Carson Schwechter was a guy we talked about a lot going into this draft. They took him at the top of the second round.
33-1 to go in the first round. Missed it by one pick.
The two running backs, Judkins out of Ohio State and Sampson out of Tennessee, looked like good players. And the tight end, Fannin, they did a lot of good in this draft.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously reconstructed really sort of their offensive identity, the two running backs. I still don't know about their offensive line. I don't think they have a quarterback, like even Flacco. Like, how long does that last? I suspect Shador Sanders, again, as long as he doesn't talk his way out of the job, has a chance to play there this year. Maybe I'm crazy, but I do. But then again, I owe Mateo $100 because I said at the Bowie game, there's no way that when we get home, Shedeur Sanders is still going to be undrafted. And I'm like, this is Friday night. I'm like, we're not going to get home until like 11:30. I'm like, no, you're crazy. I'm $100. So that's
wow.
me.
Sharky. Sharky.
And I mean, the rest of the draft, I am really interested to see if Mason Graham is an elite disruptor. I'm not convinced he's going to be. I think he could be like a very good football player. I don't know if he's going to be great or transformational. I still think they got a lot of issues.
Let's go to Cincinnati. Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals, says their team got better over the draft.
Really excited about the six men that we drafted. I think they all really fit us really well from a player standpoint, what their abilities are, from a character standpoint, how they're going to fit in the locker room. Again, I'm really impressed with this class, and I think we walked away and we made our football team a lot better over the last 3 days, and I'm really excited about it.
Only one evaluator, but Dan Brugler from The Athletic has the Bengals draft ranked 29th out of 32 teams. We talked about Shamar Stewart on Friday, but the rest of the draft, they got a couple of linebackers, a guard, a tackle, and a running back.
To me, that's a team that needed a whole lot more than six picks.
Yeah.
And I still have questions about their offensive and defensive line. Serious questions. And Trey Hendrickson does. I mean, when does he show up? I don't know. Week three, week five. I don't know.
Could they still trade him at this point, Jason?
Or you could always trade somebody. Yeah. I mean,
you ideally would have wanted the picks this year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could do it for players, but that would be tricky.
Coming up next, a little purple rain in the forecast, and we'll look at day three for the Ravens, and they got themselves a kicker. And a bunch of other picks we'll review next here on The Fan.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.